way, this reminds me of two creepy things.
Can either of them be said on the air?
All right, three things, but two of them can.
The dilly bar? No.
Yeah,
clowns?
Yes.
And the ice cream truck.
Yeah. For some reason, this song is the one that many ice cream trucks played. I don't know why.
Is this Turkey in the Straw or no?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is right off the hits, the greatest hits of the Ice Cream Man album.
It's way up there.
And you wonder if there's, I don't want to say a support group, but like some kind of governing body of the Ice Cream Man where they say, you know, trends, you know, like, hey, this music's really drawing them in, or they've got like the charts and the graphs and the schematics. But when you get to meet your local Ice Cream Man, you just think that's not possible.
The
thought process doesn't go further than just making your summer day better.
That song was played, all right, I grew up in Oak Forest, and one of the ice cream men always played that song. But then in between, like as that song came to an end, the truck would say this in its recording. It would be that song, and then, hi! And then it would play that again and go, hi! Just like a weird high-pitched, hi, why? I don't know what was behind that. That would you
hear little return highs from different streets and blocks around the neighborhood?
No. It was just a way of signaling the fact that the ice cream man was coming. That's Dane Neal, by the way, whose voice you hear other than Wendy's and my own, here to talk about ice cream, what I consider to be one of the finest foods, if not the best food of all time. But you and Wendy don't agree with me.
Well, I wouldn't. I don't hate it. I'm just not the hugest fan, but
no.
I'm out of step, Charlie, here, because Bill, you're right. You know, Americans eat more and enjoy more ice cream than any other country in the world, and is that because we've got first world problems like how to keep our you know, chunky monkey cold, you know, as opposed to trying to avoid malaria? Who knows, right?
We don't know.
Either way, we eat a lot of ice cream, and this is National Ice Cream Month. You figure, what better month than July when it's I think maybe most appreciated?
Right. Well said.
Really have to eat ice cream in the summer? Because it's not really refreshing to me.
No?
I always need a glass of water afterwards. It doesn't do what?
How come? Just to get rid of the taste of the awful ice cream taste?
Awful, delicious ice cream.
It's all like creamy and stuff, so it's not like it's thirst quenching.
Right.
So, I mean, if you're going to love ice cream, you can love it in the winter, too.
Absolutely.
Or you could despise it in the winter, Wendy. That's always you notice how Wendy mentions it, and she mentions, like, you know, that horrible creamy.
I didn't say that. Bill said that.
Who needs that in your mouth?
They say that you can enjoy it year round, obviously, and here in Chicago, certainly big, huge fans of the ice cream world. They say around the country, high 80s, maybe low 90s, as far as the percentage of people that always 365 days a year have ice cream in their freezer. So everybody always has some on hand.
Yeah,
we have it because the boys like it.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim likes it. It could sit there till the
really
end.
You yeah, wouldn't need
no.
it.
But you know, like ice cream is okay if you're going the extra step to have like a sundae or something with hot fudge or turtle sundae. That to me is a delicacy, but
just not on its own.
Although
it doesn't do it for
you. I got to get out to Rainbow Cone. That's one that I don't usually like my flavors to mix, but there's a magical thing going on there.
They do it well, don't they?
Yeah.
On the history side, you look at some of that history, and it was one of those things that was just for the elite people. It started out some of the first kind of documentation on the ice cream side is King Solomon. He was fond of iced drinks during the harvesting, and they would flavor them because they didn't have, you know, chocolate fudge and all that kind of stuff, with just
like berries,
honey, and things that would be like kind of pedestrian but still good.
King Solomon loved a good blackberry smoothie. Dane, did you know that about him?
He did.
He loved them.
He was a big fan. I think he engineered the original Mr. Misty.
Yes, that was his doing, King Solomon.
You know, and then the Roman Empire, we all remember, you know, he's in our kind of Caesar flashcards, Nero Claudius Caesar, and this was 54 to 86 AD. He frequently sent runners into the mountains for snow, which was then flavored with fruits and juices because, you know,
like a snow cone type.
Yeah,
but shave ice.
Know where Rome is, it's not necessarily, there's not a lot of snow.
Right.
Probably, right? So you had these
Alps.
Well, I'm just saying it would take, this isn't like, you know, delivered
you
to you at
the,
your local grocery store, and they'd have to come back probably under penalty of death. with some delicious.
You got a pizza flavored ice cream for me?
for the emperor. And then Marco Polo came back from the Far East with a recipe closely resembled what is now sherbet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's a lot of history there before we got into, you know, kind of the 1700s where people started actually getting to enjoy ice cream on a regular basis. George Washington, founding fathers, you know,
that's why he had wooden teeth. He ate too much ice cream.
In 1 year alone, and you got to do the exchange rate here, and I'm not an expert on that, but I know it's a lot, $200 worth of ice cream George Washington consumed.
In today's $200 range, back or then, back then, millions of dollars.
It was probably millions
in a year.
Wow, in 1 year.
That's a lot of ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying. You know, these guys.
I don't even spend that now on ice cream in a year.
Well, a lot of people are doing it, and in here, now, as far as like your favorite places to go, you mentioned Rainbow Cone. It is one of the top 20 places in Chicago, in the Chicagoland area. A lot of people, we could open it up 312-981-7200 if people have any places that they would suggest. Dairy Queen's, you know, if you're driving
Dairy Queen, we've discussed this, Wendy and I, not technically ice cream.
I don't care. I like it.
It's I love it, too. I love Dairy
Queen. The consistency is way better than ice cream, in my opinion.
It's different. It's ice milk, essentially, is what you're getting at Dairy Queen. They even call it frozen dairy
treat. I hear Orion calling in. It's not
I know.
I mean, because he's always right there.
Peanut Buster Parfait. And we never grew up near a Dairy Queen.
Oh, you didn't?
We didn't.
No?
We had Tasty Cone, Freeze, the Snowflake Drive-In. Highland Queen is out near me.
Like a Dog and Suds would do like a decent Sunday, and you mentioned liking some of those other things. As it first came up, it was so good, and anything that's really good is going to have a little bit of backlash. You know, sometimes, at least back in the day, from like, let's say the religious community said, this is just too good. It's sinfully good, right? Because they had the soda jerks. That was a whole nother.
Yeah.
You had a good kind of pull method, and you could make some tasty treats. So they started doing Sundays, and today is actually National Hot Fudge Sundae Day.
I'm having one tonight.
Yeah, and so they just took the carbonated, you know, waters out of it, and so they made it into something that was probably actually better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, we will discuss ice cream at greater length next. If you want to jump in, we'd love to hear from you by text or by phone, 312-981-7200. Dane Neal's our guest. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Dane Neal's here, and we're talking about ice cream.
And what? Oh, I had the wrong mic on. I'm sorry. There you go.
You will not be silenced.
I will not.
You will not be silenced. Talk about some strange flavors. You want to do that?
Well, okay, yeah. So we've got some great, crazy flavors in there. They're hoping to draw in some of the reluctant enthusiasts, kind of like myself, right? You know, where if you could bring in some principles on the culinary side, or maybe just some odd flavors that you know people like, they'll kind of warm up to, no pun intended, the ice cream situation. So you've got some like in Florida, the Red Hot Lover is
named after Bill.
Mm-hmm. Named after, there is a photo of him in there.
I make myself laugh on that.
It's a light banana ice cream mixed with, and this is where, and you mentioned it, like this is something Bill would absolutely love, fiery Red Hots.
Yes.
With banana? That doesn't go well.
You don't think so?
Well,
cinnamon and banana?
You give it a try.
That would be all right.
It's endorsed by Bill,
yeah,
at least in picture
form. Sit the Red Hot Lover.
And then you've got one coming up in Colorado. You've got the goat cheese beet swirl.
I'm
roasted
out.
Beets.
I love beets, but not an ice cream.
And then, well, you think beets, you're thinking, geez, what could make it better? A thick and tangy goat cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That should be called Beets Me.
And then something that I think is kind of boring. I'm not the hugest sweet corn. I mean, I like it a little bit. You know,
I only like me, Rye.
Okay, there you go. So we're and that makes a lot of sense. Is there in Arizona the sweet corn ice cream at Sweet Republic in Scottsdale? It's corn on the cob. It's cornbread into a frozen dessert.
Why?
So they take You think, right? These seem like kind of a stretch here.
Mm-mm.
So this one's close, worth one of those road trips, and we'll talk about this on Saturday. Is the Supermen at Valpo Velvet in Valparaiso? It's the Blue Moon. It's a Midwest flavor that tastes like Fruit Loops, cherry, and lemon bursts.
Love Blue Moon.
Is it good? Okay,
yeah,
sweet.
Yeah.
And then Bill, who loves to go to Maine for every reason, right? To, mm-hmm, you know, to fish and to be at one with nature and enjoy the surf and the people.
He had a fish lobster off his plate.
Right. Okay. I don't fish, but you painted a very beautiful picture, Dave.
Where you enjoy the company of those who fish.
Yeah, that's how it
that's
is.
Like the, is
come
like
here,
the,
you land lover.
Well, think about the Gorton's Fisherman. Is there like a boyhood home of the Gorton's Fisherman?
Yeah.
Place there?
Yeah.
All did right. You go there?
Yeah, I go there every year.
You get like your own.
I get all misty.
You get the pants, the yellow rubber pants. Yep. Everybody has us. Lobster at Ben and Bill's. No relation?
No
Chocolate
relation.
Emporium in Bar Harbor, Maine. And we know this sounds absolutely insane, but butter-infused ice cream, that doesn't sound terrible, right?
Well, butter pecan is kind
of
like
butter.
Topped with cooked lobster.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, though? Because these are things people like. If you throw bacon in ice cream, it seems great.
Several places in Maine have. When I was there 3 weeks ago, and when I came back, I told the story. I saw it in a couple places, and I love lobster and I love ice cream, but I just don't know that that's a good blend for me.
It doesn't seem. There are things.
It doesn't seem
even
right.
Even bacon and ice cream really shouldn't go there.
Yeah. When my wife's mother was a kid, they didn't let her go grocery shopping with the family for no particular reason. It's just not something she did. She was a kid, and they didn't need to bring her to the store. She found out when she was in her early 20s that there was flavors of ice cream other than vanilla. Because her mom and dad would only get vanilla ice cream. That was it.
Oh, wow.
So, people were scared to try new flavors, I guess, don't you think?
Well, even when we were kids, there were maybe a dozen flavors of ice cream. But now if you go to Jewel or any, you know, any grocery store, Mariano's, go through the ice cream department, there's 65 or 70
flavors.
There's
a bunch of flavors. And Wendy, I think it's understood, and maybe it's something inherent to the human condition, this, that fear of new flavors or fear of ice cream in general. Just like, Bill, I think even if you've never been in the presence of a black mamba, yes, you know, or some kind of poisonous viper or snake, yes, or like, I think naturally, as a human,
it's some trepidation. You're afraid,
right? Well, here's the reason why. Milk was not pasteurized in the U.S. until the 1890s, which meant any dairy product was potentially laced with bacteria that caused scarlet fever, diphtheria, and bovine tuberculosis. So ice cream poisonings were a common event and were regularly reported in the news. So even though people liked ice cream,
they died from it.
Just like, you know, eating the blowfish or something like that. You know, you were really taking your...
Right.
Taking your...
Can I have two scoops of bovine, what was it, tuberculosis?
A little side of diphtheria, you know, a sprinkle of that on the... So here's the thing. 1904 World Fair, St. Louis. This is where... And I don't know why we don't have the World's Fair anymore. Do we, Bill? Or is it just not publicized enough?
I don't think... No one wants to talk about it.
10 guys in a tilt-a-whirl now.
It still goes on. It gets no publicity.
It used to be a big deal. And that's where they invented the ice cream cone, which was like a kind of a waffle cone, which made it portable, which made it doable.
And everyone had to do it in a cup before that? Is that how you got your ice cream?
I don't even have cups. Yeah, some kind of wooden bowl or eat it off of a rock.
Who knows? That's how they did it back then, Dave.
So the first ice cream truck, and this is, I think, a profession that needs, it's one of those things that I think we've all either experienced. Some of us have kind of a romantic attachment with the whole ice cream man situation.
Sure.
Not necessarily like literally, but I'm just saying just that childhood kind
what
of
what a way
affinity.
To make a living, right?
Yeah, the first ice cream truck was credited to Harry Burt of Youngstown, Ohio, and he created the Good Humor brand. You mentioned, right, we can all in our mind, at least I can,
sure,
right? See that guy in the...
You know, although I still don't understand why they call it that. It's not like they told you a joke before you got your ice cream. It's not Good Humor. How about Tasty Man or
Tasty
something?
Tasty Man.
Or...
Well,
you know,
remember, like, did you have a truck by you called Mr. Softy with a guy whose head was part human and half ice cream cone?
Would you rather be Good Humor or Mr. Softy?
Mr. Softy is a bad name for anything.
But that was
Wendy.
Soft serve. There wasn't one. We always had the Good Humor man.
Yeah.
And he was always dressed up in the nice white, you know, like...
Sparkly white.
Yeah, and with that cool change belt.
Yeah. And sometimes he'd say this, what can I do you for?
Yeah.
And I'd go, well, no, that's cool. He took the sentence and inverted it.
Kenny Lombard, before he got into his broadcasting career, spent some time in, as a Good Humor man. He had come up with the first idea to take and make an ice cream on a stick, like an ice cream, I guess it would be a bar, right?
Yeah,
you know, had the wooden
bar.
Stick in the back and made it, again, portable. He called it the ice cream sucker. It was easy to clean. It was easy to eat. It was clean, right, which gave him the idea to sell it directly from his truck to consumers. And so that's, and then, of course, Mr. Softy came up a little bit later in Philadelphia.
Mr. Softy.
So from that beginning, we end up with what we have on the streets, and we mentioned in some places it's been outlawed for a variety of reasons.
Why would you outlaw an ice cream truck?
Some of them look suspect, I gotta tell you. It looks like they pull it out of their garage, go pick up some ice cream sandwiches, and sell them.
The music isn't even peppy. It seems like it's kind of...
Right. It's nightmarish.
But it still works to this day. Like, my kids haven't had anywhere near the amount of exposure. They hear that, and there's something... I think we should go back. We all remember, you guys remember, it's your DJ days, you know, the whole, like, Judas Priest, what's being said if you play it backwards.
Right.
I'm wondering, because there's some kind of thing that is
subliminal,
this, like,
you're thinking?
Piper. Well, they don't even know. They know that, like, get up, you know, ask you for money.
Right.
These are the steps, right?
Right.
Rise up, ask you for money, and then go tearing off towards wherever this sound is.
Yeah.
Didn't you do that? Because we did.
I still do that.
Of course. But I can't put my finger on exactly why, because I felt like maybe I did it because the kids in the neighborhood, oh, come on, Dane, let's go. Let's go get some ice cream. But my kids don't have that same, they're just not as prevalent where we are, and so I don't know where, but they seem to know, like, naturally, you know, to get up and go chasing after it. Some of the reasons that, at least on paper, that they've been outlawed is that it's kind of dangerous. You've got somebody that's just driving while kids are, you know, just crazed chasing after it.
Right.
There's been opportunities for injuries. There's been times where kids have been, like, run over, have been, like, killed, have been, you know, by the ice cream man.
A couple of weeks ago on a Friday, I returned home, and a house across the street and down three had an ice cream truck in their driveway. I didn't know at the time it was a going away party for them, so they hired an ice cream truck for all the people coming to the going away party. But I went up to the guy in the truck and I said, am I dreaming this? I go, I've had this dream so many times.
My house is two doors down.
Somebody's here.
Come on, come to my house. It's more fun.
Well, you think with the food trucks, you know, and that whole, you know, phenomenon happening, this would be natural that someone would just kind of maybe do it better or maybe do it in a more, but it seems like, and Wendy, I totally agree, is that when the times that I've seen them over the last few years, It's I don't know, it's some kind of crazy beater thing with stickers peeling off the side.
Sure.
The guy is like right out of central casting from one of those, like, to catch a predator.
Oh, don't.
I don't want to, and I know,
but not all ice cream men are predators.
I'm sure, absolutely not. No, 100%. But it's not even, you know, like maybe the teenager that was having the summer job kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you wonder where it's being regulated. Out in Seattle, it's outlawed, but they don't really enforce it. But for some of the safety reasons, that's one of the reasons why they've kind of limited,
yeah,
you know, because you've just got this guy driving around sort of unregulated,
yeah,
kids swarm in the thing and accidents can happen.
Well, somebody just texted, I gotta share this with you. My folks told us when you heard the music from the ice cream truck, it meant they ran out of ice cream.
Yeah, how about
that's
that?
Genius. True.
Yeah, very smart.
Yep. Can I give you my top three ice cream places?
Absolutely.
In and around Chicago?
Yeah, for sure.
Number one is a place called Lickety Split on Broadway. It's north of the city. It's outstanding. A great old-fashioned ice cream parlor, and they have all kinds of different pop and candy and stuff. It's like going back in time. Number two is Kilwin's Fudge. There's a couple of those locations in and around. They started in Michigan, but they're all around Chicago. Try the double peanut butter pie flavored ice cream or the key lime pie flavored ice cream.
Nice.
Both are incredible. And Wendy, you already know my number one.
Cops custard
in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee,
the best.
Yeah,
the absolute best.
Even Culver's, before they sold out to the Burger World, you know, they were doing the custard.
Andy's is good too.
Andy's is good. The home of the concrete, you know, thing, right?
Concrete comes from a bunch of places. Ted Drews in St. Louis invented it, but then it's all over the place now. Not that I care too much about ice cream. I just do. I know my ice cream.
There is a place in downtown LaGrange which needs to be mentioned. It's as you mentioned, that old-fashioned place. There's Tate's old-fashioned ice cream. And I have to admit, they have like a freshly made coconut ice cream, which is pretty good. That is the one thing I'll have just a scoop of.
Get out there and enjoy, celebrate, you know, National Ice Cream Month this whole rest of the month. And today, if you can get a Sunday, more power to you. And on this Saturday, I'll be giving some places worthy of a road trip to get some, too.
Excellent. Thanks, Dane. Appreciate it. That's Dane Neal, everybody. A quick break, then some news, then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.